Merry Christmas. Please be seated. Clergy types often reassure parents of babies who are crying that it's no problem. Don't worry, parents are told. The sounds are joyful. Well, we do like it, and the sounds are joyful. But when I've tried this encouragement with my own husband, he's quick to remind me how incredibly stressful it is to be in a very quiet, crowded room with a screaming baby. Without a doubt, sounds at a particularly high pitch get people's attention. An ambulance siren, a car alarm, and a newborn infant's cry, they all turn our heads. It's hard to ignore a newborn infant's cry. A baby's cry triggers an emotional response in the human brain for both parents and non-parents, for both men and women. We're biologically programmed to hear and respond to the cries of a newborn baby. And that baby's very first cry, it's a great thing. It's their response to the first time that their skin encounters the cold air outside the womb. It's that response to that harsh light in their eyes, the loud noises of the room. Each one of us experienced this sensory blitz. And we cried, each one of us. And then that only thing that stopped our first cry was being placed in someone's arms. Nativity scenes often show Jesus as still and peaceful, sometimes with his eyes open, sometimes he's smiling, which newborns don't really do. Check out this baby. This is the baby from the St. Paul's Christmas pageant. Isn't he cute? This baby is peaceful and quiet. He's an easy baby. He's a convenient baby. And he doesn't interrupt anything. This is the baby of silent night, holy night. All is calm. See? But we know that Jesus was not a doll. We know that he was a human baby, born in first century Palestine. The shepherds who approached the stable that night probably heard the baby before they ever saw him. Jesus cried. He cried when he was hungry. He cried when he needed a new diaper. And he cried when he just needed to be held. As a grown man, Jesus cried at the grave of his friend Lazarus. So if Jesus was not a doll, so too then, Christianity is not just a set of elusive ideas floating around. It's about the very material stuff of life. It's how God positioned himself right here in the thick of it all, in a manger. Christianity is about the very real, the material reality of a baby crying out for loving arms to hold him. Tonight, God comes to earth to be close to us. The good news of Christmas is that God is desperate to have his heartbeat to our heartbeat, to have his breath close to our breath. God's language to us is high-pitched, and it's inconvenient, and it is hard to ignore. It's also bursting with love. This Christmas, listen for the cries. Let that howling baby interrupt us and make us put down what we're doing and investigate. Let the sound of Jesus shatter our fears or illusions that we are alone or that we have to do things alone. Listen to the sound of Christmas. God is asking us to rearrange our lives and our minds for him, to pick him up and to hold him. Just listen.